Roger, overall, this last wedding that we're going to, why? Say, I'd like to find out, or I'd like to give you a chance to say something about it in your own words. So I won't even ask you a question. Here's a piece of time to say whatever you feel like saying at, it's 10:06 on Saturday morning. What would you like to say?
In a way, I feel obliged to explain why you're here. And it's partly a selfish, or largely a selfish exercise. For me, weddings have taken up a large part of my life, and I've been very successful in achieving a standard of photography and achieving recognition as well. And to step away from all of that is quite a big deal. Also, there is, for a documentary photographer, there is no environment as free and as open and as giving as a wedding. You can do things at a wedding that you cannot do as a documentary photographer in real life most of the time. The access you get at a wedding is phenomenal. Nowhere else could you take photographs of people's children without being challenged. Nowhere else could you walk around a house with ladies in their dressing gowns chatting and putting their makeup and it be seen as the most normal thing in the world that you're taking photographs of that. It's a rich environment in terms of the emotion you're capturing, the story you're capturing, and the importance of the moments that you're capturing for the couple and for their friends, for their families, for years later when they're looking and they're seeing their actual history. So to walk away from all of that as a documentary photographer is quite a momentous decision, really.
To me, you're describing something that, to use a sporting metaphor, it's as if a manager, a very successful manager of a football team, decided to retire while the football team was on top.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, there is certainly... I'm not a spent force. That's true. So there's that, and then there's just the desire on my part just to capture a sense of what it was that I did when I was a documentary wedding photographer. There's also part of me wants some information so that I can use that information and pass that information on. And the information I want to pass on is, how do you photograph a wedding as a documentary wedding photographer in such a way that your impact on the wedding is minimal and that therefore you are really capturing true, genuine slices of history for your clients, for your couples. And one of my hopes for today is that you will uncover things that I just hadn't thought of. You'll ask questions that I hadn't thought of. And reveal information, another layer of information beyond what I already know, or information that I know but I've never expressed before. So there's that as well.
So I've never seen you work before in this area, right? I've never seen you document a wedding. In fact, I've never seen you document anything. I've seen you take photographs, and I suppose you could call those documentary photographs in, for example, in Help Portrait. You've actually photographed me. I've seen you use your iPhone, but I've never seen you in your professional documentary photographer, I'm earning my living doing this, ever before. So I'm very curious.
Yes, you come to it with fresh eyes. And then there's also the desire to mark the end of an era as well. That's another reason. Another reason to add all to that, it seemed like great fun to have you along for the day, asking questions and taking pictures and doing what you do. So it's all of that, really.
So the technical side of it, the observing you from the moment we get to Killarney, I think we're going first of all to one location, then we're back in the car going to another, and then we're going to another. So it's moving between locations, and we'll go into all the details of this later, but that that's in a way the technical part of it. The questions I put to you at the beginning, which is, you know, where'd you get the cufflinks, and you know, wow, you're wearing dark glasses. That I must admit comes out of myself. I have a wish to place the activity that you're doing today in a holistic context, and that's why I did want to get you to say that you have a dog, that you have a daughter, that you have a, you did actually take a shower.
Yes, I am clean.
You don't mind all that side of it?
No, because if anything, it'd be interesting for me to hear back in 100 years' time, if I live that long, say 50 years' time, let's be less ambitious, what I did. And the cufflinks thing is interesting because I do pick my cufflinks for weddings and for occasions with particular thought. I'm not especially superstitious, but I do pick my cufflinks with, I suppose, almost superstition in mind. Having said I'm not superstitious, the cufflinks I'm wearing today were gifted to me by my mother, and they're old 5 cents pieces from Holland, when they still had the guilder.
Do they have a date on them?
They do. There's 1979 is on them, which is the birth year of my brother, in fact. But I don't think they were chosen for that reason, but they're I don't know, some kind of, well, I won't say gold-plated.
And when you're documenting a wedding, have you ever photographed the cufflinks worn by any of the people?
Sometimes, not always. I have on occasion where the cufflinks have caught my attention, or where they've been brought to my attention as well. But I wouldn't habitually be photographing cufflinks, no.
You would have, and we'll talk more about the detail later, but you would have a number of key reference points which would say, these are the things that I definitely photograph.
Yes. Yeah. For all gone.
So, anything else you'd like sort of to say to put what's going to happen today in a context?
I suppose the last thing to place it in a context is, while this is my last mainstream wedding, and 2012 is my last mainstream wedding season as such, and I have purposely not taken a single booking for 2013, if the right kind of client came along, I would consider talking to them about photographing their wedding. But today does mark me the final wedding in my final wedding season, and as I look in my diary going ahead, it is the final wedding I will ever do.
And I know I have urged you and joked you and said to you, look, if the drop dead gorgeous wedding in the unimaginably attractive place of the most fantastic couple you could ever hope to photograph comes along, I hope, for goodness sake, you will actually do it.
The interesting thing is, out of all of that, is the definition of the most fantastic couple. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be a wealthy couple, it doesn't necessarily have to be a glamorous couple, the location doesn't have to be whatever. I mean, all these things would be nice, absolutely, and it would turn my head, I'm sure. But really what it boils down to is, do they get what I do? Do they get what I'm trying to achieve for them? And that would be very key. I mean,
so if there's a good fit between your... you do documentary work for a reason, right?
Yes.
You value it, and that will come on to that maybe later on, why you value documentary work. But if you find a couple who also value, share the same values, is that what you're saying is
yes.
Actually the key thing?
Very, very key. Absolutely. There's no point doing a wedding for people who don't quite grasp what it is that you're going to be giving them, and don't have, whose ambitions and desires don't align with what you're going to do for them, because then you're not actually helping them very much.
Okay. Well, look, that's lovely. The weather is fantastic, and I think we'll take a wee break. And we'll record some more later. I must get some photographs of you, though. I'm going to photograph you during the day, by the way.
I'm
going to photograph you. Well, I'm not. I'm actually going to take snaps of you because you're a professional photographer. I never take a photograph. I just take snaps.